One of the first Americans killed in Iraq was Marine Captain Ryan Beaupre. And as the last troops return, let's take a moment to remember a letter that Captain Beaupre wrote to his parents before his deployment. It reads in part, "If you're reading this, then things didn't go well for me. Please don't be upset with the Marine Corps, the military, the government, or the president." Captain Beaupre goes on to write, "Realize that I died, doing something I truly love, and for a purpose greater than myself." Ryan Beaupre is one of more than 4,000 U.S. servicemen and women to be killed in Iraq.
In Egypt, Islamists are once again expected to dominate at the ballot box in the second round of parliamentary elections. Their anticipated win in a vote that begins tomorrow has many secular Egyptians fearing the new parliament will turn their country into a theocracy. Secular candidates say they will not go down without a fight. Some are even trying to use religion to lure voters away from the Islamists. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has this report from Cairo.
Amani Asawi works the crowd that's gathered to meet the secular candidate on this cool night in Al Ghouza. That's no easy task in this middle-class enclave across the river from Cairo. Several men grumble at her that secular lawmakers they elected during Hosni Mubarak's era only showed up when they needed votes. But she seems to win them over with her pledges to improve government services. Isawi, who works in a government office, is a first-time candidate. She is running as an independent with no ties to any political party. She says she's had to fight misperceptions that a vote for her would be casting a ballot for the past, given that Mubarak's government was staunchly secular. Another hurdle is that she doesn't wear an Islamic headscarf, which an overwhelming majority of the women in her electoral district do. She says her Islamist opponents, like the ultra-conservative Salafists, have defaced her campaign posters.
You know, I have like cards with my photo, etc., because I'm not veiled. They remove them and they put like Salafi, you know, people on top of mine, things like that. I'm trying. When I talk to the normal people in the street, I get lots of acceptance.
Isawi is among a growing number of secular candidates who say they have stepped up efforts to meet voters face to face after most of them lost the first round. Many analysts attribute that loss to the Muslim Brotherhood and Salafist parties being more organized and better at community outreach. Khalid Fahmi, who chairs the history department at the American University in Cairo, says it didn't help that few secular candidates talked about what they would do if elected.
I was looking around for concrete programs in order to compare and contrast. I spent a week trying to find in my district what the different candidates are saying regarding different issues, and there was very little to go by.
Mohammed Shadid Shaheen adds when he and other secular candidates did talk about their plans, the Brotherhood and Salafist candidates denounced them as un-Islamic. He says it proved an effective strategy, playing to deeply rooted religious sentiments in this largely Muslim country. But Shaheen adds he decided to beat the Islamists at their own game. He used Quranic teachings to justify his liberal platform. It paid off. Shaheen is a member of the Liberal Free Egyptians Party. He ran as an independent and beat out his Muslim Brotherhood opponent in the first round of parliamentary elections in Cairo last week. Shaheen says his approach is one other secular candidates have adopted in their own campaigns, but analysts and political activists predict other tactics employed by secular parties will backfire. For example, many secular groups that have nothing in common have formed alliances to compete with the Islamists. Secular candidate Amani Asawi says some secular parties are working against her with as much vigor as the Islamists.
I think that the secular movements are exaggerating and overdoing it because simply I'm not given a fair chance to compete and to present my work and to present my programs to the people.
Asawi predicts what they are doing will end up helping the Islamists win even more seats. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.